Well, good morning and Merry Christmas.
早安，圣诞快乐。
It's a delight to be with you this morning.
我很高兴今天可以跟大家在一起。
When Pastor Shubin asked me to bring this message, I gave it some thought in terms of what would be a good topic.
当秀斌牧师叫我去翻译来讲
到的时候，我在想说要讲什么主题。
So, I thought about the connection. I think you live amongst, there's quite a number of Jewish people living in this area down here in Winnetka.
所以我就想到了好像一些有关的事情因为在这边郊区有蛮多的犹太人。
You may have heard that they celebrate Hanukkah at this time of year.
所以呢大家很可能都听过说犹太人会庆祝他们的光明节。
So, what I thought would be a good idea would be to connect the two and to talk about what Christmas does in terms of the lights of Christmas, because that's connected with Hanukkah and the lights of Hanukkah.
所以呢，我就想到说，其实可以讲到光明节，因为呢，它这跟这个基督教，我们基督教讲到的大光呢，其实是有相关的。所以呢，我们来念今天的经文我们今天来念马太福音第二章一节一直到十二节当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人诸王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大帝的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方看见那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上面停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献给他。不是因为梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
This is one of the main Christmas accounts, stories of the birth of Jesus in the Bible.
这是在这个圣经里面的一个很主要在描述耶稣基督降生的故事。
The first question I want to ask is, how did December 25th become Christmas?
第一个问题呢是说为什么12月25号是圣诞节呢？
This is the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus our Lord.
所以呢我们在12月25号来庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
In scripture, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is associated with the Jewish Passover in March or April.
所以呢在圣经里面导师有很详细的记载，耶稣基督受死还有复活呢是在犹太人逾越节的时候，也就是说那时候大约是在三月到四月之间。
The date varies because it is calculated according to the Jewish lunar month calendar from new moon to new moon, not the solar calendar.
所以呢在这个受死埋葬的这个日期呢是经过计算的，也就是看这个犹太人的那个历。犹太历呢是根据阴历或是月历来算，也就是说是每月的月初还有月落这个时候来算的。
But there is no date or even general time of the year given for the birth of Jesus in the Bible.
但是呢对于耶稣基督的降生呢在圣经里面其实并没有特别的记载。
Even in the early church fathers, the first centuries of the church, there's a lot of uncertainty.
甚至早期教父在考察的时候呢，也觉得说对耶稣基督降生的日子呢，有很多不清楚的地方。
Some say that the date is borrowed from pagan celebrations around the winter solstice.
所以呢，有人说呢，这是跟呢异教徒还有外邦人庆祝冬至的时间有关系。
This is called the first day of winter. It's the day when the sun is lowest on the southern horizon.
所以呢，这天叫做冬至，也就是说呢，这一天太阳呢在地平下是地平线上是最低的一天。
This year, December 21st, yesterday.
今年呢，就是昨天是冬至。
The December 25th date for Christmas did not get established until at least 300 years after the birth of Jesus.
所以呢，把12月25号定为圣诞节呢，是一直到至少在主后300之年以后才这样子决定的。
Now it's a very long story that I'm going to make short.
当然这是一个很长的故事，不过我在这边会简短的说明。
Remember that, again, Jesus' death is associated with Passover in March, April.
所以呢，让我们记得说，耶稣基督的受死呢，是跟三月到四月的这个月节有关系的。
The day on the Roman calendar was calculated to be March 25th.
但是呢，在那一天呢，如果说是看罗马的历的话，是三月二十五日。
The tradition arose that Jesus was also conceived on that same day, March 25th, 30 years earlier.
所以呢，在传说当中呢，耶稣受圣灵，玛利亚受圣灵感孕，怀了耶稣呢，是在也是在那一天，三月二十五号，是在这个耶稣受死之前，大约三十年之前。
So if he was conceived on March 25th, 9 months later would be what? December 25th. Okay.
所以呢，如果这样算起来的话，如果耶稣基督是在这个三月二十五号玛利亚由圣灵感孕的话呢，在九个月之后，他就是十二月二十五号生的。
This is based on later tradition. We have no evidence of this date being the actual date on which Jesus was born.
所以呢，这只是一个传统，并不是说我们有明确的证据知道说耶稣是在十二月二十五号生的。
But yes, he was born, and we celebrate that on the 25th of December.
但是呢，他的确是降生了，所以我们就在十二月二十五号那天来庆祝他的降生。
About this time of year, Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah.
很巧的是说，在这个每年的这个时候呢，犹太人也是正巧去庆祝他们的光明节或是献殿节。
That's the Hebrew word for it. It's also called the Festival of Dedication or the Festival of Lights.
所以呢，用希伯来文来讲的话呢，这就是指的是献殿或是说是光明的意思。
The word Hanukkah comes from a verb hanak, which means to dedicate.
所以呢，这个字光明节呢，它的这个字呢，字根原来就是奉献的意思。
Some people think of it as the Jewish Christmas.
所以呢，很多人认为说这也是有点像这个犹太人的圣诞节。
But there's no connection between the two.
但是呢，其实这个跟这个耶稣降生是没有关系的。
Hanukkah is based on well-documented Jewish history 2 centuries before Jesus.
所以呢，这个光明节的那个由来是大约在耶稣降生前200年，由犹太人的这个书里面介绍的。
This festival is referred to once in the New Testament in John 10 verses 22-23.
所以呢，在这个光明节呢，倒是在这个约翰福音第十章22-23节的地方呢，有稍微记载一下。
Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem.It was winter, and Jesus was in temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade.
所以呢，在这边呢，有讲到说，这个是一个冬天。耶稣呢，他在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面行走，在所罗门廊下行走。
So this festival is mentioned in the New Testament.
所以呢，这个节日是在新约里面有提及的。
It goes back to the time of the Jewish revolt against oppression of Antiochus Epiphanes. Have you ever heard that name?
所以呢, 在这个历史的这个典故呢, 是在200, 西元前大约200年前的, 犹太人呢, 他们革命, 那革命的对象呢, 是当时的一个希德古王, 叫做安提阿古, 四世, 他自己的, 一个绰号, 就是, 神明显现的, 有这样的绰号。
He was the Greek king and ruler of Palestine and Syria, starting about 175 BC.
所以在西元前175年呢,这个人呢,他是一个希腊的王,他那个时候统治叙利亚还有这个巴勒斯坦地。
Now this is the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, 400 years.
所以这个历史事件呢,是发生在两约之间,也就是说是在马拉西书跟马太福音中间发生的大约400年间之间的事。
In 168-67 BC, this Antiochus Epiphanes looted the temple in Jerusalem.
所以呢,在西元前168到167年, 这位安提阿古四世呢,他那个时候掠夺了耶路撒冷。
He massacred Jews, outlawed Judaism, and eventually had an altar built to Zeus in the temple and a pig sacrificed on it.
所以呢,他在那边呢,屠杀犹太人,他叫犹太人不准遵行摩西的律法,而且呢,他在那里呢,造了一个希腊太阳神宙斯的祭坛,而且并且把猪献在这个祭坛上面。
He did everything he could to desecrate the temple.
他呢,做所有的事情呢,就是能够污秽这个圣殿。
Now the Jews rebelled against this desecration of the temple under a priest named Mattathias.
所以呢,这个犹太人呢,在一个当时有一个叫做马他提斯的一个人呢,他呢,领导犹太人起义去做了一个革命,去反抗这个安提阿古四世。
One of his sons was named Judah, who came to be known as Judah Maccabeus, the hammer.
所以呢,他有一个儿子,他第三个儿子呢,是叫做犹大,那他的名字呢,有个绰号叫做马加比,那这个马加比呢,在亚兰文的意思呢,就是铁锤的意思。That's
what the word Maccabeus means, is the hammer.
所以这个马加比的这个字的意思就是铁锤。He
was a military leader.
他是一个军事领袖。Now,
they came from this particular town, Modin. Whoops. For the map.
他们,
there we go.
他们呢,是来自于一个叫莫丁这个村庄。
They lived there, northeast of Jerusalem. And in the Apocrypha, the books that are written in Greek between the Old Testament and the New Testament, that we have this set of books called the Books of Maccabees.
所以呢,在这个新约跟旧约两约之间呢,当时呢也有一个所谓叫做赐经,是所谓马加比一二书甚至三四书。那这个莫丁呢,它是在耶路撒冷的西北方一个村庄。These
books tell us about this history.
所以在马加比书呢,这个赐经里面呢,有讲到说这个发生的这个事件。In
165 BC, that was the day, that the year when Judah Maccabeus defeated Antiochus Epiphanes.
所以呢,在西元前1165年的时候呢,是这个犹大马加比呢,这个人呢,打败了安提阿古四世的时候。So
they, at that time, purified and rededicated the temple, Hanukkah.
所以呢,那个时候呢,他们就洁净了圣殿,然后把殿呢重新再献给耶和华,所以在那个日子呢,就是叫献殿节或是光明节。This
is the history behind this institution of Hanukkah, and what they're celebrating is this rededication.
所以呢,这个节日呢,就是要庆祝这个献殿的日子。This
rededication took place in 165 BC on the 25th day of the Jewish month Kislev, our November and December.
所以呢，根据犹太历呢，这个是在基斯流月，也就是说，如果说看阳历，大约是在十一二月的时候，在基斯流月二十五号呢，他们就在这边重新洁净圣殿。
It goes for 8 days.
啊，一共有八天。
This year it begins tonight.
今年呢，刚好就是今天晚上开始。
It goes from December 22nd in the evening through December 30th.
所以呢，在今年呢，是在今天晚上二十二号晚上呢，一直到三十号晚上。
Later rabbinic literature, later traditions tell us. Go ahead.
所以呢，在拉比的文献当中
，tell us that this dedication day, on this dedication day, they lit the menorah, the lampstand, in the temple.
所以呢，在后来的文献里面呢，有讲到说，他们就点这个烛台在圣殿里面在这八天里面点这个烛台。
And so this is what it would have looked like, or something like this.
所以呢，这所谓的金灯台呢，长的是这个样子。
And this was actually done in the temple.
所以呢，这个呢是在圣殿里面做的。
Need the next slide. There we go. So this is what the temple would have looked like in the days of Jesus.
所以呢，在耶稣时代的时候呢，圣殿长的是大概是这个样子。
This is the outside court and the inside court, and then into the temple here.
所以呢，前面是外邦人院，到里面呢就到内院，然后是至圣所。
It's inside here that the menorah gave light.
所以呢，是在内院的至圣所旁边呢，是有金灯台。
This is why, now the miracle that's recorded in later rabbinic literature, is that they only had enough oil to light the menorah for one day. Purified oil, certain kind of oil you need, olive oil.
所以呢，在后来的文献当中呢，有记载说，当时呢，他们要点这个金灯台的时候呢，他们只有一小瓶橄榄油，这个橄榄油呢，没有办法能够供应八天的灯。
Miraculously, the oil lasted for 8 days until more purified oil could be prepared.
所以呢，这个灯这个橄榄油呢，本来只能烧一天的，但是呢，奇迹似的呢，它竟然能够在祭司在祝福之后呢，连续烧了八天。
This is why they use an 8-branched candle stand with a 9th in the middle to celebrate Hanukkah.
所以呢，在这光明节的时候呢，他们用的这个烛台呢是九个的，也就是在中间呢是一个主要的高的蜡烛呢，他们是先点那个，然后用那个蜡烛的烛火呢去陆续去点其他的小根的蜡烛。
So they light the candles on each evening of Hanukkah.
所以呢，一天呢点燃一根。
The first evening they light the large 9th candle and then use it to light one of the other 8.
所以呢，第一天呢，他们就点燃中间那根主要的蜡烛，然后呢，用那根的火去一个一个每一天点燃一根小的蜡烛。
The second evening they light the large 9th candle again.And use it to light 2 of the 8 candles, and so on, so until the last evening, all the candles are lit.
所以呢，第二天呢，一样是点中间的那个蜡烛，然后呢，点燃两只小的蜡烛。所以这个程序呢，就继续的这样子，一天一天的做下去，一直到九根蜡烛都点燃。
There are many other traditions associated with this festival.
所以在光明节呢，犹太人有相当多的传统。
They give gifts, especially to the children.
他们也让小孩子有礼物。
And they have special foods, especially ones that are boiled in olive oil, fried in olive oil, to commemorate the miracle of the oil.
所以呢，为了纪念这个橄榄油的奇迹呢，他们也把很多食物呢放在橄榄油里面油炸。
Now, I can't go into all the details of how they celebrate this through these 8 days.
今天呢，我就不讲说这八天呢，他们如何的庆祝这光明节。
The point is, this is a festival of lights.
最重要的重点呢，是说这是一个庆祝光的日子。
This is because of the miracle of the menorah.
因为呢，这个就是这个金灯台的一个奇迹。
Christmas is associated with lights too.
我们知道说圣诞节跟光也是有关系的。
So I'm focusing now, from this point, on the lights of Christmas.
所以呢，现在呢，我们要把注意力集中在圣诞节之光。
This is how they're found in the New Testament. There's three lights of Christmas that I really want to emphasize.
所以呢，这个就是说我们在圣经里面呢有讲到三点，是在讲圣诞节之光。
First, the light of the Bethlehem star.
第一个，也就是伯利恒之星。
Second, the light of the angels that appeared to the shepherds in Luke.
就是天使用大光照耀着牧羊人。
And third, the light of Jesus himself.
耶稣基督是世上的真光。
So first, I want to talk about the light of the Bethlehem star.
所以呢，在这边呢，我们要讲到说，这个伯利恒的大光。
Now there's a lot of mystery about this star.
所以呢，这个伯利恒之星呢，是有很多这个很神秘的讲法。
So what kind of star is this?
这是什么样的星呢？
In Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
所以呢，圣经里面记载马太福音第二章第一节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Note now, this was after Jesus was born.
注意到说这个是讲到耶稣基督已经降生了以后的事件。
So the star appeared when Jesus was born, and they saw it way back home in the east.
所以呢，这个景星也就是在耶稣基督降生的时候出现的。然后呢，他们就从东方旅行过来。
Now it's not clear exactly what they mean by east here.
所以呢，圣经里面讲到东方的，并没有讲得很清楚。
There's Jerusalem.
我们可以看到耶路撒冷。
Here's Babylon.
巴比伦。
And then Persia is over here.
波斯。
And a lot of people think.That these magi came as a caravan from Babylon or Persia.
所以呢，很多人认为说这几位博士呢，可能是坐着一种马车，是从巴比伦或是波斯过来的。
They had a lot of astrologers that looked at the stars and watched the stars for various things in the heavens.
所以呢，他们当中可能有一些是占星术师，他们去观察星象。
Some say they came even from further east, like China.
有些人说他们可能还从中国过来。
Over here to way over here somewhere.
从远东过来。
Okay. We really don't know. It doesn't tell us.
我们其实不知道，因为圣经上没有详细记载。
In any case, it would have taken them at least a couple months to get to Jerusalem from where they were when they saw the star.
所以呢，他们至少要花好几个月呢，才能够从他们原来的地方一直旅行到耶路撒冷附近。
So we learn from this and a couple other things that I'll point out that they did not come on the night of Jesus' birth.
所以呢，我们要注意到说，他们其实并不是在耶稣基督降生那个晚上的时候来到的。
First, they came to the palace of Herod in Jerusalem.
第一呢，他们是来到这个大希律的耶路撒冷的圣殿当中。
This has been excavated in various parts of it.
所以呢，这个地方呢是有讲到圣经里面有讲到。
Then they went to Bethlehem.
然后呢，他们从耶路撒冷希律的王宫到伯利恒。
This is in Palestinian territory today.
今天伯利恒是属于巴勒斯坦的领地。
Now verse 11 tells us, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
所以在圣经马太福音第二章十一节讲到的是进了房子，看见小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就俯拜那小孩子。
Was Jesus born in a house?
所以耶稣基督是在房子里面出生吗？
No, he was born in a manger, remember?
不，圣经其他地方记载说耶稣基督是在马槽降生。
These magi came later, several months after Jesus had been born, and they were then living in a house.
所以呢，看起来呢，这几位博士来到的时候呢，是耶稣基督已经降生几个月之后呢，他们已经搬到了一个房子里面。
Verse 7 says this,
第七节说,
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
所以呢，当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。
So they reported to him that the star appeared in the sky anew when Jesus was born.
所以呢，这些博士呢，当初是告诉希律说这个景星呢是在耶稣基督出生的时候才出现的。
It showed them the direction in which to travel, but apparently it did not continue to appear.
他们呢就这个说这个星呢就是在他们前头领着他们行，但是呢之后就不见了。
This was not a regular star.
所以呢就是一个景星，不是一般的恒星。
Verse 9 tells us that they had heard the king when he told them where he was to be born in Bethlehem. They went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
所以第九节，他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
So is this a regular star?
所以呢，这不是一般的恒星。
No, it's something else. Some think that it was like an angel appearing as a star.
所以呢，这不是一般的星。有人认为说很可能是天使化身成一个光亮的星。
Others suggest that it's got to do with some kind of comet or conjunction of planets like Jupiter and Saturn in the heavens or something like that.
所以呢，有人认为说也许是一个彗星，或者说有人说呢，可能是一个奇异的天象，也就是说那个时候土星跟木星呢重叠的时候。
Some commentaries have pages and pages on the speculation about this star.
所以呢，还有一些这个文学作品里面呢，就研究了很多这个关于这个星的星象的事情。
I don't know how it could be a comet or a conjunction of planets the way it behaves here in the chapter.
所以呢，如果说根据这段经文的话，我认为不太像是一个彗星，也不太可能是土星跟木星重叠的时候。
The main point here is that the birth of Jesus is a cosmic event.
所以呢，这个我们能够唯一可以做结论的是说，耶稣基督的降生呢，的确是一个这个有奇异的天象发生。
It affects our lives.
它呢影响了我们的生命。
In fact, the birth of Jesus is at the center of the universe and of all history.
其实呢，耶稣基督的降生也就是人类这个历史的中心。
One could say it's the most important event that ever happened.
所以是人类历史里面最重要的一个事件。
Now the light, then, as we move on.That comes in Luke 2 is different.
所以呢，我们就在讲第二点的第二个光是在路加福音里面。
So the birth of Jesus in Luke happened some months before the coming of the Magi in Matthew 2.
所以呢，马太福音第二章讲的是伯利恒之星，也就是耶稣基督降生以后几个月博士过来看。但是路加福音呢讲的是这个降生的那一天。
Can you read that?
Okay. 路加福音第二章一到十四节，当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去。到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒， 因他本是大卫一族一家的人，和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。第八节，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们的旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美上帝说，在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So yes, Jesus was originally born in a manger.
是的，所以耶稣基督是在马槽里面降生。
She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
所以玛利亚呢，她把耶稣基督用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
The scene would have looked something like this.
所以呢，当初的这个画面看起来是这个样子的。
There's no magi, there's just shepherds and Jesus and Mary and Joseph and some animals.
所以那个时候呢，并没有博士在，就是玛利亚、约瑟、婴儿耶稣，还有一些牧羊人。
Now I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin.
我是在威斯康星州的一个牛的那个农场长大的。
Sometimes it gets cold in Wisconsin. When I was a boy, one of my favorite things to do on really cold days when we were doing chores and so on, feeding the cattle and the calves and so on, was to wrap myself up in my warm coat, put on the hood, and lay in the manger in the hay where the hay was for the calves.
所以呢，其实，在那个时候，如果天气很冷呢，我喜欢做的一件事情呢，就是说把我自己用厚的衣服包起来，戴上帽子，躺在干草上，躺进马槽里面呢，旁边呢就有一些小牛围绕着我。
So there'd be two pens and then a manger in between. There'd be hay in the manger.
所以呢，旁边有两个牛棚，中间呢是一个马槽，那我就躺在那边。
Jesus was laid in this manger in hay.
所以呢，耶稣的确是躺在马槽里面的干草上。
It was really cozy.
非常的舒服。
Even though the calves wanted to lick me sometimes on my clothes, it made a mess.
虽然说这个牛呢，有时候会舔我。
So I see this as a really warm and cozy scene.
所以呢，我看到的这个的确是一个又温暖又舒适的一个画面。
The body heat of the animals would keep it warm.
所以呢，这个动物身体的温度呢，可以使人能够觉得到温暖。
The hay would make a good bed.
干草呢，实在是一个很舒服的床。
A great place for the little baby to sleep.
所以呢，的确是对小婴孩是一个很好的婴儿床。
In fact, in New Testament days,
事实上呢，在新约的时代。
It was common to have animals down on the lower floor of a house, and the people live up on the next level.
所以在新约时代的时候呢，很多房子建的方式呢，是让牛羊呢住在楼下，然后人呢住在楼上。这样子的话呢，人可以能够感受到这个动物的温度。
The heat from the animals' bodies would warm the whole house.
所以呢，这个动物的这个温度体温呢，能够使整个房子呢都变得比较温暖一点。
So the people would live. This is an actual replica of a New Testament house.
所以呢，这其实是一个新约这个房子呢的一个模仿的这个样式。
Here's the door.
我们可以看到有一个门。
And they come in here, and this is where they would live up here.
我们看到人可以进来，然后呢，他们就住在这上面这个地方。
Then you could go down here, and down here there's a whole another area for the animals.
所以呢，或者说你可以走到楼下呢，那边就是放动物的地方。
This is part of the way they live. So when they would read this in New Testament days, they would know what kind of scene this was.
所以呢，这个呢，他们做这个样品屋呢，就可以让我们知道说，在这个新约时代的时候呢，这个人是怎么样跟动物一起和平的住在一起。The
lights that came this time came with an angel, shining all the light around the shepherds in the field.
所以呢，在这个第二点里面呢，有讲到说是有主的荣光呢，是四面照着他们，是从天使那边来的。Verse
9, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified.
第九节，讲到有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。What
do you think the shepherds would be thinking with this great light right in the middle of the night?
你想说这些牧羊人呢，在那个时候突然有大光在照着他们，他们怎么想呢？
Probably they're thinking, uh-oh, we must be in real trouble.
他们可能想到，完了完了，我们一定是有大麻烦了。We
never get this kind of light at night.
我们从来没有这样子被在半夜被大光照着。The
angel immediately tells them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people."
但是天使马上就对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。This
will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。Then
even more angels appeared, singing praises to God. Their song is about glory to God in the highest, heaven and earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests.
然后呢，还有这更多的大队天兵呢，同那天使赞美上帝说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。This
baby Jesus was the way to peace with God.
所以呢，这个耶稣基督呢是和平之君。That's
why he came.
所以呢，这是为什么他来到世上的目的。No
other king has ever been able or ever will be able to bring this kind of peace.
所以呢，没有世上没有任何的君王能够带来这样的平安。Only
Jesus, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
只有耶稣基督是万王之王，万主之主。
Now, this is because Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of people. This brings us to John chapter 1.
这是为什么呢？因为耶稣基督是世上的大光，所以我们可以来看约翰福音第一章。
Jesus is the real light of Christmas.
所以耶稣基督是圣诞节的真光。
John does not have a story of Jesus born as a baby.
所以呢，约翰福音并没有记载耶稣基督是婴孩出生的事件。He
starts the story way back before that, to the creation of the world in Genesis 1.
但是呢，约翰呢有提到说，这个耶稣降生之前，也就是说事实上是在创世的时候。Jesus
was the creator of the world.
耶稣是创造世界者。And
he existed even way before that, from eternity past.
他是自有拥有的，在创世之前就存在。So
he created the world.
他创造世界。He
came as a baby.
但是变成婴孩来到人世间。The
star of Bethlehem and the angels announced his birth as a little baby.
然后呢，在伯利恒之星呢，宣布他的降生。He
came to save us from our sins.
他来救赎我们。That's
what the name Jesus means, Savior.
所以呢，耶稣的这个字意思就是救赎者。This
is truly the core cosmic act of all history.
所以呢，这真的是一个从天上面来的一个福音。John
1 says, "In the beginning was the Word."
约翰福音第一章讲到太初有道。And
the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
道与上帝同在，这就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
This is how John starts his gospel.
这也就是约翰在写约翰福音的开头。
Little later on, he says this, the word became flesh.
之后呢，在十四节，约翰描述说道成了肉身。
And made his dwelling among us.
住在我们中间。
So there is something of the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, that's being referred to here.
所以呢，在这里约翰就是描述到约翰描述到耶稣成了肉身。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth.
充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
His glory, the light that shines forth from Jesus, is the real light that we all need in our lives.
所以呢，这个荣光呢，其实是从耶稣基督来的，也就是世上的真光。
The real light of Christmas is Jesus himself.
对，圣诞节的真光就是耶稣基督本人。
The world was all dark before he said, let there be light.
所以呢，在创世的时候呢，有讲到说这个是幽暗的，一直到神说要有光就有光。
But the real darkness of the world we live in is the darkness of sin and sinfulness of people.
但是呢，在这个世界上呢，黑暗呢，就是在我们的心中，还有罪所带来的黑暗。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
这个荣光照在黑暗当中，但是黑暗不一定接受这个光。
No one can stop the light of Jesus from shining.
但是其实没有人可以阻止耶稣基督这真光照在黑暗当中。
Yes, this world is a dark place.
但是这世界上是黑暗的。
But Jesus has shined the light of his presence on us, even in the middle of that great darkness.
但是甚至在这个大黑暗死荫幽谷当中，耶稣基督的真光照耀着我们。
How did Jesus shine forth the glory of God?
所以耶稣基督是怎么样把父的荣光表彰出来呢？
He did this by being who he was and doing what he did.
所以呢，他就降生在这个世界，然后呢，成为了人的样式，然后做了他在世界上应该做的事。
You may remember in John 2, at the wedding at Cana, he changed the water to wine.
如果说我们可以记得约翰福音第二章呢，在迦拿的奇迹，也就是变水为酒的奇迹。
It says at the end of that story, what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory and his disciple believed in him.
所以在约翰福音第二章第十一节说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。 显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。This
is early in the gospel. At the end of the gospel, we see his glory shining from the resurrection.
所以呢，这个是在福音的一开头，讲到说耶稣基督行的神迹。但在福音的最后呢，他的复活也是显出大荣光。Before
he went to the cross, he prayed a special prayer in John 17 called the High Priestly Prayer.
所以呢，在约翰福音第十七章的时候，也就是耶稣基督上十字架之前呢，有一个所谓大祭司的祷告。He's
praying for those who would believe in him.
所以呢，他为那些信他的人祷告。Says,
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as I have loved, as you have loved me.
所以在十七章里面讲到说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
So Jesus passed his glory on to us.
所以呢, 他, 呃, 你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 向我们合而为一, 我在他们里面, 你也在我里面, 使他们完完全全合而为一。
Now we get to be the ones through whom God's glory shines in the world.
所以呢, 在这里面呢, 因为耶稣的关系, 可以使我们合而为一。
What could be a better way to live than the ones who shine forth God's glory and presence in the world?
我们能够有怎么样更好的生命呢? 也就是说我们可以合而为一,
而且在这世界上做光。
So finally, when we see how dark the world really is, we can still take heart.
所以呢, 即使说我们看到这个世界上是黑暗的, 但是呢, 我们还是能够受到激励。
In a deep dark darkness, even a little light makes a big difference.
要胜过黑暗呢, 即使是一个小小的光呢, 也是可以胜过黑暗的。
In fact, the darker it is, the more a light makes a difference.
事实上呢, 这世界上越黑暗呢, 那这个光呢, 就显得越明亮。
You and I, we get to be that light.
所以呢, 你跟我呢, 可以成为一个光。
That's each one of us and all of us together.
我们每一个人都是光, 然后我们一起呢, 合一也是一束光。
Yes, what a way to live.
真是一个美好的生命啊。
We live for that little baby who grew up and died for us.
我们就想到说, 那奇妙的婴孩, 他为我们降生, 但是他又为我们受死。
And this is what we really celebrate at Christmas. Amid all the other lights of the season.
所以呢, 即使说外面好像有很多的, 灯泡啊, 还有光啊, 但事实上我们, 真的庆祝圣诞节, 就是, 这些光。
Let me pray just for a moment.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful light in our lives.
谢谢天父赐给我们这样子的光。
What a gift.
真是美好的礼物。
May you help us to take it in, receive it in such a way that it transforms us more and more day by day.
所以呢, 让我们每一天, 每一刻都能够接受你这光, 然后来改变我们。
May we truly celebrate your gift this time, this year, in our Christmas celebration.
让我们在, 这个此时此刻, 圣诞节的季节里面呢, 能够真正能够庆祝您的大光。
In the name of Jesus, your gift, we pray.
奉耶稣基督, 你赐给我们的礼物, 我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.